It was a way of getting the message out, especially when you're in countries that try to control what the United States ambassador or a secretary of state can communicate to the public. So it was both a tool to convey information, but also it became a source of information. What are people saying on social media about the United States, about our policies? And then we saw through the era of the Arab uprisings, how many of those were catalyzed and organized by social media. So we have to be on social media. There isn't any choice. The other piece that I focused on was how we did, how we debated and tried to checkmate jihadist groups, particularly al-Qaeda and affiliates like al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula or al-Shabaab or any of the other groups. They were using the internet to convey propaganda, sometimes just gross and gory videos, sometimes recruitment, sometimes, you know, telling people how to make dangerous weapons. So I recommended forming a group inside the State Department to monitor their media and to be not just passive observers, but to intervene, to basically get in there, those chat rooms and those discussions, and saying, you know, who's killed more Muslims in the last 30 years? The jihadists. Who goes after innocent women and children? The jihadists. And to really take the fight to them informationally. We did a great job in past years, particularly in the struggle against international communism, in, you know, being out there, you know, sending artists and speakers around the world to convey American ideals, standing up for our values through culture and media, Voice of America, and all of our related efforts. It kind of went down after the Cold War ended, understandably. People thought, well, thank goodness it's the age of democracy. Now we see different threats. From terrorist groups, from autocracies and the like. We have to get back into that information exchange. We have to be standing up for our values. We have to be calling out the people who are saying and doing things that are antithetical, not just to the United States, but to people of good faith everywhere.